Welcome back, or if this is your first time, welcome on into the No Point Podcast. I'm your host, Chippy Bree, the voice behind the camera, and I'm joined, as always, with my brother, Francesmo 10, the only person on the internet that can definitely say without a reasonable doubt that he is very strange enough to get on his roof despite the weather and say some sad things while wrapped in a blanket. Care to comment, Francis?
That was probably your most professional intro I've ever seen in my life. Like, they're going to be thrown off.
Are you impressed?
I'm a little bit impressed. That was professional. It felt rehearsed. Hall and of I know fame. You don't rehearse these, but it Hall of Fame, best intro of, like, if we're actually, like, doing a show, you know what I mean? You know, like, that would be the intro. I think it was wonderful. Care to comment on that kind of weird intro you gave me, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, sure.
You have notes?
Do I brave the all weather to go outside? You know, rain, nor sleet, nor hail, nor snow. Well, I go out on that roof and I say some sad things. But apparently not too sad of things. Because we've had to prove some things. You know what I mean?
What?
Remember? I have a joke, and I want to say it.
Oh.
But it's too sad, so I can't. So
there's a line on
there's
sadness.
There's a line on sadness.
America's not ready yet for the sadness Francis was going to take that joke to.
Yeah.
Weirdly enough, the Philippines were super into that
it.
Joke.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's where we beta test.
We workshop all of our jokes in
that's
the
where we workshop this podcast.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. This podcast is made in the Philippines. That's where everything happens.
It's cheaper to make it there. That's why we do it.
Well, no. If you didn't know, we post a new episode of No Point Podcast every single Friday. So make sure you follow, subscribe. You don't want to miss a single episode. Apparently, our printer is printing right now. You know, and we're not going to edit this out because we're going for a cheap podcast, cheap quality podcast.
Well, that's why we're filming in the Philippines.
That's why tons of printers happen there. I was thinking about this, right? So we're in season 3 of this podcast.
Yeah.
Season 4 is going to start any day now because we're almost to the new year.
Oh.
Right?
So, is that, I don't think that's how seasons work.
But we do a new
seasons don't do based on years, but is that how our seasons work?
I don't know. We've done a new season every year, so I just assume some seasons were shorter than others.
Uh-huh.
Second season was only 6
episodes.
Well,
that was due to cancellation from the producers. The producers wanted that season shot, cut short.
So I was trying to figure out, like, how do we spice up season 4?
Mm.
Right? We bring in a dramatic love interest.
Oh!
But whose love interest?
That, I think it should be mine.
Dang it, I was just hoping you'd say that I should get a love interest.
Why do you get one?
Well, because,
wait, what, do you honestly think you deserve it over me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You're older, you've missed your prime.
Okay, well, that hurts a little bit. Guys, welcome to the No Point Podcast, where we talk about everything, anything, and nothing all at the same time. It's pretty impressive.
Roll the intro.
Here's a show for the broskies, fellas, and ladies. Still safe to play around the babies. Whether you're 18 months or 80. A lot of trash talk, but nothing shady. Two bros, Francis and JP, talk about everything, anything, and nothing. This is something you could laugh to daily. No Point Podcast, man, it's crazy.
So guys, I do have some exciting news. So,
ooh.
Over the last year,
mm-hmm.
I have not been in college the last year and a half.
Yes.
Because Francis told me, oh, you know, don't go to college.
That's not true. Can we talk about
but
this?
But I need a real job.
That's
no. I wanted to get to the point. Then you can talk about this. Okay.
That's not true, though.
Okay.
That's
what's
not true.
What's true?
I want you to know, first of all, you should be needing to ask me about this.
What?
Because you said,
yeah,
and I quote, 3 years ago when we were starting this whole TikTok, social media stuff, you said, as soon as you get 1 million followers,
I'll drop out of college.
I'll drop out of school, and I'll commit full time to this. A million.
I didn't know.
And I held out my bargain. I tripled it.
He hit it far too quickly. I believe I said 100,000.
You did, and then you moved it to 1 million.
Who thought? That was the first day he had a viral video. I didn't think I'd be sitting here today. But the moral of the story is, so I graduated, I got my associate's degree. I took a year and a half off.
Yeah, thank me for allowing that,
but
because you were technically under my contract.
This isn't the point of the story.
I understand.
So, I applied to a few colleges, and I got my acceptance letters back, and now I'm deciding which college to go to, if I can go to the college, and I'm not going to say which college it is, but one of the colleges that it's always been my dream school accepted me, and I was like, okay, let's go check it out. Me and Francis drove up, we were going to go around, we were going to do ourselves a little tour.
You bore ourselves a little tour.
The thing was, most people would say, okay, let's call a tour guide. Let's, like, call the school and say, hey, can we have a tour guide? No.
Which is what I begged for.
No, we thought we could just...
Who's we?
Me. I thought we could just walk around ourselves, you know, really find our own way.
That was your plan.
I said, we could blend in. Uh-huh. Here was the issue. Any man over the age of 50 or woman over the age of 50, Francis would walk right up to them and say, hello, professor.
Yeah.
As if he was one of their students.
Well, you wanted to blend in.
That's not blending in.
Why is there... Okay, can I tell you... my argument is sound on this, and you're not going to convince me that I'm wrong. And you kept getting embarrassed every time there was a 50-year-old walking by, and you were almost scared because you knew I was going to go, morning, professor.
You were probably wrong.
No, no, no. Here's the thing. There's one of two options.
Nobody said
either one,
back.
It's a professor, and I'm absolutely correct, and I'm having common courtesy, or two... That's an older person who's not supposed to be on the campus. You know what I mean? And they're happy because they're like, I'm blending in.
You weren't supposed to be on the campus.
Exactly, but I threw the blame on them. So now they have to decide why are they not on campus.
But what if they were a professor and then they look at you and they get confused because you're not one of their students?
They don't know that. You think college professors know their students?
Trust me, everybody on that campus knew you weren't a student there.
No, that's true. I did want to take a survey of everybody that saw us that day and ask them if they believed if I went to school there, and all of them would have said no.
So we were just walking around the outside of the campus, and Francis was like, okay, let's check one of the inside of the buildings out. And I was okay. So there's a science center. And I was like, okay, Francis, let's walk into the science center. Francis goes, okay, blend in. There's tons of kids in the lobby. We don't want to startle them. Let's just walk up the stairs, look around a little bit, and walk out. Francis takes two steps on this staircase. Francis trips up the staircase, makes a large noise. Every single student in the lobby looks up. Clearly, he's not a business major at this college. And then he goes, walk out. We need to find an exit.
Yeah. If somebody, like, I said, if somebody, like, drew our path of what we took to, like, go places, they would know immediately. But that one in particular, what we did was we went upstairs. I fell. We went straight out the building. So everybody saw us enter and exit all in a solid minute.
But the fall is the most important part.
Fall,
everybody saw you.
Look. I honestly, here's the thing. I wish I could say that's the first time I fell on a college campus.
You've fallen on a college campus?
Absolutely.
Before?
That's ridiculous to say.
I've never fallen
never
on my.
Fallen on your
I
college
did two
campus.
Years at
college. Well, that's because
well,
you only took two.
To be honest.
Add four to that.
To be honest, I only did 3 months of college.
Yeah.
Because COVID ended my freshman year.
Yeah.
And then COVID was not in my sophomore year. And then I graduated my associate's degree.
Yeah, no.
So I'm a junior. So no, I haven't.
Everybody there has fallen on the campus.
Not I.
And you know what I mean? And like, you're probably like, ah, man, you're so embarrassed. Half those guys are living on ramen noodles and like are in hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt. To get a psychology degree in fine pencil handwriting penmanship. You know?
That was excellent.
That's a degree.
That's excellent. Is it more embarrassing that you fell at a college you don't go to?
That actually, I'd say less. I'm never going to see them again.
But what if you do?
I mean, if anything, they just think that you have a weird friend when you come back in.
I was going to say something, and you turned me off. So Francis was trying to blend in.
Yeah.
Right?
Here well, I was doing a smash. Yeah. I wouldn't say trying, succeeding.
He really, so we were behind a group of people who were walking to class.
Absolutely.
And all we heard was that the librarian sucks, and Francis really ran with that.
Well, I had to know some valuable information.
So Francis was just out splurting out this information. Man, doesn't that librarian really bad at her job? Like,
well,
what were
I wanted
you doing?
Them to know that I was also part of the lingo that the college talks about. And right now there's someone at home going, they probably visited our college.
the librarian sucks.
And let me tell you, and right now I'm blending in perfectly to your school. Now, if somebody has like a college, they're like, well, it's not my school because our librarian's awesome. Are you sure about that?
Your librarian sucks.
Are you sure
and
about
we'll
that?
Go on the record.
I've never met a good librarian.
That's true. I hated my librarian at high school.
Can I tell you, because I think those might be the most pretentious people.
Okay, why?
To become librarian.
Please, unpack this.
Yeah. Like, there are jobs that people – that get bad reps, right? I'd say social media influencers are a bad rep job.
Okay, especially –
but we're nowhere near as pretentious as librarians.
They're mean.
They're – absolutely. No job – do you possibly know, going into it, you have the right to shush anyone?
That's out of pocket.
Out of pocket.
You can't go
– imagine if you – everybody – would want that. If you could just shush, you had the ability to shush anybody in the world.
I have a few people I'd like to shush. I'd like to shush them. People have been shushing our podcast for years.
That's their job description.
That's a librarian. What do they do other than that?
They judge your reading level. Like, your reading level.
And they always told me mine was really low.
Yeah, like, they know what you read, like, they know what you're into, and they know your reading level. And they know so many books. They're pretentious.
Do you want to...
they're all mean.
Do we want to unpack what your anti-library ability
I've always been anti-library.
But there's
and they're
one
also
specific
loan
encounter.
Sharks.
There's
imagine
one specific
being
encounter.
Pretentious and loan sharks are like, you're $15 of debt to us because you didn't return a book when you were five. You shouldn't lend a book to a five-year-old. I was five. You thought you were getting it back on time? I couldn't even tell time. It's not even my fault. My mom drives me everywhere. I'm sorry I couldn't drop off my book. My mother was getting a job, okay? Gosh darn it. Librarians, man.
So I didn't intend to bring this down a library rant, but yeah. I would like to say a story that I think that you need to share here and really unpack here. Francis once picked out a book, and it was called The Talking Parrot. And Francis loved that book. Francis got it from the library. He went to the library all himself. He used his library card and got this book. Francis never went to the library again.
No.
Francis, sophomore year of high school, had an assignment. He had to take out a book in the library.
Yes.
Francis went to the library, and they said, hey, Francis, where's the Talking Parrot book?
Imagine the audacity 10 years later to ask me where a book is.
The fines had accumulated over $500.
It was ridiculous. They said over the time it would have been $500, or... And this is the dumbest thing they offer. They say $500 late fees, or you can buy the book, which is valued at $15.
Which one did you do?
I walked out.
I didn't either.
They're not getting that book, and they're not getting my $500. I refuse. I refuse. I refuse. Later, I found that book. I did find that book.
But the library will
but
never
the library
have
won't
it.
Ever have it.
No, why should they?
You know there's some guy on a waiting list waiting for that book.
He's waiting for the
book. Like, that's how libraries work. Young people probably won't understand this, but there was a theory, and this was the thing, where if a book was taken, right, you would put your name in.
Yeah.
And then once that book came back, you would get it. And they would tell you as if they would get it in stock. They'd be like, oh, we'll have it by Friday, because they're assuming that guy would bring it back on Friday. So that man who was waiting behind me, or probably small child, never got that book.
Yeah, because they were all like, oh, it's going to come back eventually. And,
and
it
he
has
was
not
probably so excited. I hope, like, when I came in, that second time they called the man, they were like, we think we're getting the $15 back, and we think we're going to be able to buy that book for you.
But never.
I left. No, because they have a terrible policy. And the terrible policy is, once they get you in there, you shouldn't be able to leave.
Yeah,
but
you
I
should...
said, I said, 1 second, let me just get something from the car.
And then you never
and
came
what
back.
I got from the car was a getaway mobile.
I have a theory here. I believe libraries should have the enforcement to use force. Like a librarian with a gun and handcuffs.
Yeah.
And one of the bookshelves is a prison cell.
Yeah.
And if you're out, if you've been acting up in the library, if you've been loud a little, like shushing should be the least penalty.
I do believe it should be part of the IRS's job. Like, they
the
should
IRS
also have,
should
IRS should also
tax
have library
evasion
fines.
And
yeah,
library
fines. Imagine going to, like, blue-collar prison for library.
I think we need to run out of, like, a cabinet or a campaign to be more strict on library. Like,
you know who would support this, number one?
Who?
Like, who would be the number one supporters of this?
Who?
Librarians.
Because
they're pretentious.
They're only
talking
about themselves.
A normal, sane human being would be like, it's just a book. Not librarian. If they could use force, they would.
I want to know how popular libraries are today. What purpose do libraries serve?
Internet.
Okay. So does McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
Their jobs also be done by a public McDonald's.
Yeah.
Public internet?
Yeah, I would say public internet.
So when we were kids, and it's wild to think about, guys, but me and Francis grew up in a time where internet in the house wasn't a common thing.
No.
Like when we were in first, second grade, nobody had internet in their house.
Yeah,
like
it didn't exist.
Doesn't matter if you were whatever you were doing in life, you just probably did not have internet in your house in 2006,
really nowhere
2008.
Had internet.
The library did.
Yeah.
The library did. And we used to go to the library with our mother and the weekends, because that would be like the fun thing to do. And like tons of kids were there on the weekends. Like the libraries were hopping.
It was popping.
And they had a computer lab.
Yes.
And we used to go and we used to play Club Penguin.
Stupid though. There was a timer.
That was what I was going to talk about. Yeah. Talk about it. No. Explain the time limit.
It was so stupid. It was so they had a computer lab area, and you would go there and it would just be kids playing games. But you had 30 minutes on that computer before you had to get off, let someone else have a break, and then you'd have to wait an hour before you could go back. But I don't know if you understand computers in 2006. They're not as high speed as today. It took you 15 minutes to log in.
There's somebody here that's like 30, 40 that's listening to this podcast and so appalled that we're reminiscing about internet. Like, it was such a stone age. And they're like, the internet didn't even exist.
Well, I couldn't feed my Puffles.
But
you had to feed your Puffles.
I wanted to talk about a specific encounter. I don't know if you remember this. But how it worked was that too had a waiting list. And if all the computers were blocked,
you had to
put your name in the waiting list for 30 minutes. And then the computer would go up. So one day we were all in the library, and there was probably like 10, 15 of us. Me and Francis had computers next to each other, and Francis's computer timed out because somebody else was next in line. So it said, sorry, your time's up. Library card member this is now waiting for your computer. Please exit the computer. And then it said that they had 5 minutes to come and claim the library time, the computer time, or it went back to anybody. So you got it back if you stalled mm-hmm. out 5 minutes. And I remember the kid came over and he was looking for the computer. Uh-huh. He was like, I was told it's my time with the computer. And he was looking around and you unplugged the computer.
Uh-huh.
So you
said that sounds about right.
And do you not remember this?
This sounds about right.
You told the little kid, like probably like 6, 7, that the computer that you were sitting near, you were like, oh, I'm just sitting next to him and pointing to me. Mm-hmm. This computer's out of order.
Mm-hmm.
And you unplugged it for 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. And then you plugged it back in.
Yeah.
And you got another 30 minutes. You absolute creep. You ruined a man's library time. He waited a whole 30 minutes and then was told his computer was out of order.
Well, maybe
that was all on you.
If he's at a library, maybe he should read a book rather than get it on the computer, okay?
All for you to play mini clips and Puffles.
Yeah, but my job is now online. So I needed it more than
that. Extra 30 minutes really made you a career in internet? Is that what you believe?
I think so.
If Francis didn't play on the computer for an extra 30 minutes, he would be a tax agent.
Yeah, I think. So you remember this pretty well. Did this shape what you thought of me? Were you thinking, this guy's brilliant?
Do you not remember this?
Well, I remember like waiting on computer times. I remember sitting next to you a lot because my computer time always felt like it went faster than yours. And it was probably just because I was playing. But I don't particularly remember this one situation.
It happened.
I believe it happened.
You unplugged the
computer.
I
was a troubled child.
Yeah, you really
are. Like the principal's office was my home. I really mellowed out. in like high school and stuff, because like I was like, teachers loved me, but in middle school and like elementary,
wild,
I think it was because they didn't diagnose ADHD.
Well, they didn't diagnose it ever. You just kind of fought
through
it.
Yeah, like no. But like even as a child, like nowadays when a kid's acting up, they're like, oh, that's ADHD. Here's how we fix that. Back in the day, it felt like stone ages. If your kid was hyper, he was going to end up being a plumber. You know what I mean? And they were just like, this is what's going to happen. And right now, you have to, like, hit him with a rock. You know what I mean? Like, that's what it felt like, the education system. I feel like I was done.
As a future plumber myself.
Yeah.
Hurtful?
You know, I feel like this was it. Like, I had teachers when I was a little, and I remember vividly telling me I was going to end up in trade schools.
What's wrong with trade schools?
Nothing.
They make a lot of money.
Yeah, but, like,
more than the kids that are producing our podcast.
So Charles Barkley talks about how he would go to inner cities schools,
okay.
Right?
Charles Barkley, NBA star.
He would talk about how he went to inner city schools, and every time he went there, they would be like, I want to be a professional athlete. Okay. And then when he would go to, like, rich neighborhoods, they would say doctors and lawyers, right?
Okay.
I thought back on this, and I remember my dream was to be a basketball star, and I went to an inner city school, and I thought to myself, oh my gosh, I'm the statistic. You know what I mean?
Charles Barkley's talking about me.
But like, that was the thing. Like, there was not a thought in my mind I was going to be a doctor.
You know, I recently,
Yeah, like, there wasn't even a thought.
I recently met a kid, and then we'll talk about the next topic. I recently met a kid, and he was probably, like, 8, and he told me he wanted to be a professional soccer player.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, do you play soccer? He said, no. I said, too late for you, kid.
Too late.
Kid, you're 8 years old, and you've never played soccer in your life? No chance you're making pro now.
Yeah.
No chance he makes a pro. He's not a pro athlete. Anyways, guys, if you didn't know, we have a wonderful place called FanHouse. Oh. And what FanHouse is it's a wonderful app that you can make an account on right now for free using the code FREEPASS, and you get access to an unlimited group chat with me and Francis, extra content, awesome graphics, awesome videos, awesome experiences, and a great community with over 150 members, and you can be 151. All you have to do is hit the link in the description of this podcast episode, FanHouse. It's in all of Francis's bios. Put in the code FREEPASS after you make an account, and you can get access to Francis Moten's content for absolutely free. So what's better than that? Just do it. It's really quick.
Being a librarian.
Okay. Yep, I guess
30 extra minutes of time on the computer.
But, you know,
besides that, nothing's better.
There's 3 people that I guarantee you are better than librarians. These might be the 3 best people on planet Earth.
I think it's pretty
because
obvious.
They are FanHouse members, and they support the podcast. So what's better than that?
Nothing. Okay, the Parent book was really good.
The Parent what? The Parent book. The Parent book was really good.
That might be slightly better, but those amazing people are Caddy, Angela, and Hope.
I was really hoping I was on the list. I was really hoping.
Well,
dang it. I guess Hope, Caddy, and Angela do beat me out.
But the fact that you also talk on the podcast hurts it, so I say
I bring down the podcast. Yeah, no, I get that.
These people are just bringing it up.
Hope, Angela, and Caddy, you know, you do beat me out for the top 3
it's
people
true.
On planet Earth. Maybe next time I'll get it. We recently went to Longhorn Steakhouse.
What a segue.
We recently went to Longhorn
Steakhouse. How many podcasts will ever say that? No, in the history of podcasts. Has that
how many people said we recently went to
Longhorn Steakhouse?
I don't know.
We're not a food podcast either.
No, but we talk about food an awful lot if this is your first episode. And we went and we both got orders of baby back ribs. We sat in a nice booth with our mother and our sister.
Nice booth.
It was a Saturday.
It was
about 6:30. It was kind of rainy that night. We did call ahead. We got call ahead seating. But the point of this story is we had the slowest wait of all time. But, you know, I can't hold it against them. It was fine. But what we're really talking about is when the check came. And the man comes over to our table. And do you remember what the man said to us?
Oh, I'll never forget it.
Okay, what did he say, Francis?
Man comes over to the table.
We've already eaten.
We've eaten. We're done.
Honestly, I'm not going to be mad about this, but he brought the appetizer out at the same time of the food.
That's what I was going to say. Honestly, a very bad waiter.
Yeah.
Very bad waiter. And this can either prove the point, but it really changed my opinion on him.
I love him. I'm requesting him
now. I love him.
What he did next makes me request him anytime I go to Longhorn.
So we've been waiting. It's been bad. We're just waiting for the bill. Like, we want to get out of here, you know? There's a point when you eat, and we talk about this a lot, but there's a point when you're eating where you now just want
to
go.
Yeah, you don't want to wait for the check. I believe you should be able to leave a restaurant when you're ready to leave. Like, you should be able to pay on your phone or pay at front. Like, you shouldn't have to wait for the waiter to bring you the check.
Yeah, I agree.
Do the check.
But he looks, he comes over to the table, and we're like, finally, gosh. And he goes, the greatest words I've ever heard and have never heard before. And don't worry, guys. I put that family and friends discount on it because of your relationship with the hostess.
Who's the hostess?
I don't know what relationship I've had with the hostess. But gosh darn it, I never want it to end. And first of all, JP, you handled the situation the worst.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, because you go, oh, I do not know who the hostess is, right? None of us. We're all in the same boat here. None of us know who that hostess is. But you're telling this guy, and he goes, you don't know the hostess? And we're like, no. And she goes, are you sure you don't know the hostess?
The hostess told me she knows you guys.
And he turns around.
No, hold on. Pause for 1 second. Because I want people at home to guess what happened next. Because I think they are going to assume, like, oh, well, I don't know. Maybe, like, oh, high school friends or knows him from TikTok. Like, what's going to happen here next?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like the way you've set this up is maybe we do know the hostess.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm saying he turns around, looks at the hostess. And the hostess is doing the hand signal of no. wrong table,
pointing to another table.
So, I don't know what relationship I've had with the hostess, but right now it doesn't seem like a good one.
She's burnt all bridges with me.
So this man, though, turns around, sees this. This hostess is not being subtle with her hand gestures. We turn around, we see this. He then turns back at us as if we have not seen the hostess and goes, "One second, I'm gonna go check." Goes to the hostess. They're talking for a few minutes, okay? He took the bill from us, okay? We don't have the bill. We are now here for the long haul. We're waiting. We have no idea. We're waiting to this man to see if he can match up our identity with some relationship of this hostess.
He was like, "You guys sure you don't know the hostess?"
Yeah. I'm open. Right now, I'm hoping like I'm a Jerry Springer where you are the father.
The hostess,
you know what
is
I mean?
Secretly our cousin.
Like, I'm hoping it's the family show. He goes back, right? He takes out another bill. And he goes to the table the woman was pointing at. Now, at this moment, I'm reading the signs on the walls. You know what I mean? He's figured out who actually is related to this hostess.
And it's not us.
And not only is it not us, he's forgot about us.
Because
we're never getting that bill.
It's been another 5-10 minutes.
Because I don't trust this IQ
at
right
this
now.
Point, I could have planned a whole wedding with the hostess and gotten the family and friends
to
count
that
way.
Yeah, I don't trust the IQ. I think he thinks we have the bill. Right?
Yes, because he took it back because it had the bill on it.
So 15 minutes later, he finally comes back. Again, we have just been sitting here waiting on the news.
Twiddling
if we're related. Waiting on the news. It's not looking good. A few DNA tests have shown we're not related.
I was swabbed in many bodily places.
Since the waiter has not come over, but neither has the hostess to say hello to her family.
Not even to introduce herself.
So I don't feel like it's good. And the waiter goes, "I'm so sorry about that confusion. Here's your bill." And all I'm thinking is, gosh darn it, he found her family. I mean, good on her. But we're not it.
Yeah, we're not the family.
But I had to wait 30 minutes. And he says the greatest thing I've ever heard in customer service history. Where he goes, "But don't worry. I still left the family and friends discount on it. Because today, you're my family."
Incredible!
Incredible!
Incredible! That is not just a 5% off discount. That was a 25% off discount because we are family with our new favorite waiter.
I honestly don't know if we can say this because Longhorn, we got that friends and family discount.
And he said, and I quote, "Whenever you come back, ask for me, and you are my family now."
Yeah.
Which
and it's honestly so awesome.
It's touching.
And the greatest thing about all this is, you know, I'm going to see him at Christmas, so we didn't have to tip him or anything.
No, the greatest part about this is
right?
That's awful.
Right?
We didn't have to tip him.
We didn't have to tip family.
I don't tip family.
You don't tip family.
You don't tip family.
That's what they're supposed to do. It would be disrespectful if I tipped him.
When grandma is cooking Thanksgiving. When grandma is cooking Thanksgiving dinner, not our grandma because she broke her legs, but grandma is cooking Thanksgiving
broken
dinner.
Knees.
Two broken knees on Thanksgiving. But when grandma's cooking Thanksgiving and she serves everybody, do you tip your grandma on Thanksgiving? No. Do you tip your Uncle Pedro on I don't know, give me a holiday. Veterans Day. Do you tip him?
I actually do.
No. Can I be honest here?
Yeah.
Our waiter didn't know how to take that off the bill.
No.
Like, he went in the back and they're like, "You printed the
bill."
No,
but him calling us family was amazing.
That was the way to do it.
Honestly, and I understand the whole Olive Garden appeal.
And here's
the
thing.
Where they go, "I'll treat you like family."
And I always believe that I'll tip better if something like that happens. So he got a better tip for that.
Oh, yeah.
He got a better tip for that than if it was just a normal bill. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it was way over 20%. And it wouldn't have been way over 20%. Like, we practically gave him what we would have paid the bill.
Yeah.
The 20% he gave off was added to the bill.
But honestly, nothing can compare you for the tension you find when you walk out and see that hostess.
And
disowned you as family.
We all walked by that hostess and goes, "Apparently we don't know you like we thought we did."
Apparently you weren't them. You weren't him.
You aren't who we thought you were, lassie.
But honestly, it went from disowned family to new family. And what is a sweeter Christmas story than that?
And you guys are basically our family. So, you know,
we would give you the discount.
Unless you're a librarian.
Then,
gosh darn
never
it.
Never listen to another episode of No Point Podcast. Ever
There's
going to
be someone that's like, my mom's a librarian. And then I'm going to say, do you like her?
Your mom's a jerk. Wake up.
Yeah, wake up.
How many times has she
been
shushing it? Probably more.
But guys, the librarian at this college is terrible.
Terrible, terrible. Tune in next week where maybe I'll have a decision made on which
college
I'll go
to.
We can have like one of the hat
reveals. Yeah, the hat reveals.
Should we do a hat reveal? So there's two colleges I'm in between right now. And that's the question, which one I'm going to go to. And I have to make a decision by December 21st or I lose admission.
Absolutely.
So I'll be starting in spring. So I guess we could really do one of those hat commitment reveals.
Yeah.
I just don't think it matters.
I would like to do it on the podcast where no one sees
No one
hat
sees it, the hat. Oh, my gosh, she grabbed that hat!
Yeah. It's a full thing. There's actually no hats in front of us.
No hats.
Like, it was a complete scam.
Yeah, wild. And we have to give you a code word for this podcast.
The librarian
And I think
stinks.
It's the librarian sucks. The librarians suck in general.
No, the librarian sucks at this school.
Okay, the librarian sucks at this school. Thank you guys for listening to No Point Podcast. Make sure you subscribe, follow, leave a 5-star review. We post a new episode every single Friday. You don't want to miss that, because if you do miss that,
you're not part of our family. We'll disown you like the hostess disowned us.
And nobody wants that.
Nobody.
Maybe you, but not us. So please make sure you listen every single Friday. This is Chippy Bree signing off.
And I'm Francis.
Bye, guys.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thank you for listening to No Point Podcast. New episode every week. Make sure you follow on social media so you don't miss a single second of this total nonsense.